It's an effort to support the work of diverse artists in the Chattanooga area. Five local artists, all of them African American, have received a grant from Arts Build, the nonprofit for the arts in Chattanooga and Hamilton County. Tomorrow evening, starting at 5:30, the artists will be celebrated at the first Arts Build After Work, a monthly community gathering. Miriam Manda is with Arts Build, and Charlie Newton is one of the local artists who received a grant. Miriam, Charlie, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here. Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, we're really excited to be here.
Tell us more about the racial equity grants for individual artists.
As you know, Arts Build's mission is to build a stronger community through the arts. So we're excited to announce that our five local artists receiving awards for the racial equity grants for individual artists program. And this program is a renewed grant fund to support local artists of color that are reflective of our community. And this year's program was made available to artists who identify as Black or African American and who are living and working in Hamilton County. Grant funding was made available through our generous funders that include the Ben Wood Lyndhurst and Footprint Foundation.
And Charlie, you yes. are one of those artists.
Yes, luckily. I'm very, glad to be part of this great project.
And you are a painter, you are a visual artist.
Yes.
Tell us more about what your grant will help provide.
Well, my grant will help fund a major art show of my collection next year, 2022, at Stoveworks Museum. So what the funds does is it helps me to survive as an artist, helps me to buy art supplies, it helps me to document the work, and also it gives me peace of mind so that we can put together a great show for next year.
And that show is about the Black Bible.
It's called The Black Bible.
And it is an exploration of Black spirituality.
Definitely. That's definitely what it is. And I happen to be a Black preacher. And so I'm putting all of my years of experience as a minister, and my work also involves spirituality. It deals with Black spirituality. I would say Black Southern spirituality.
And for somebody such as myself, a relatively recent arrival to Chattanooga, how would you begin to explain that thread of Black spirituality compared to other parts of the country?
Well, what I'm doing is I'm really trying to show my point of view as a Black Southern spiritual artist. And so the show may end up being sort of controversial because of that. So it's my take on the church and the connections between my history and Africa and spiritual concerns as far as faith and the Bible and how that's been transmitted down through the ages. So it's really my take on it. And I'm trying to uncover some things that may not have been recorded in history.
These grants for artists such as yourself, they are meant to begin to fill in such a gap when it comes to when we say equity in the arts.
Yeah, exactly. As Arts Build has been taking a look at our funding, one of the things that's kind of apparent, and this is an issue across the country and the nation, is that a lot of minority artists specifically are underfunded. And so we are trying to create more equitable funding throughout all of our grant programs. And so the racial equity grant for individual artists is a way to financially support local artists through these individual grants that are $10,000 to all of the artists. So we have five artists that were selected. So as you mentioned, Charlie Newton is one of them. Kofi Mowoku is another. The artist Seven, who's a muralist, Carl Cadwell, and Anthony Wiley. So these are all local artists who are going to be using these grant funds to support their work through either individual projects or through professional development.
And at Arts Build, there will be an event to recognize all of this.
We are launching a new monthly community arts gathering event series called Arts Build After Work. So our inaugural event will be celebrating these grant recipients, but Arts Build After Work is going to be a safe and creative space and an opportunity for us to come together as a community to enjoy live music and celebrate and share the arts in our community.
And that will be?
So the Arts Build After Work will be this Thursday, July 22nd at 5:30. And we're located at the Arts Building, which is at 301 East 11th Street, Suite 300.
For more information, artsbuild.com, RSVP on Facebook. And one more thing about Arts Build After Work.
This series is part of the Live Music is Back summer series, highlighting several concerts across Chattanooga this summer through September. And it's a partnership between the Chattanooga Tourism Company and the Tennessee Department of Tourist Development. Musicians, performing arts organizations, and event production companies will help animate the city streets and stages all summer long. So for more information for that, you can go to visitchattanooga.com under their events, concerts, and live music section.
And we should also mention, Charlie, you have been keeping Splash Youth Arts going this summer, even with the pandemic. Tell us a little more about that.
During the pandemic, we had to switch to online classes. And so we've had classes on Facebook and YouTube and all of that. But we actually started back our in-person classes two Saturdays ago. So I'm very excited about that. So we're doing what I call a slow or a soft reopening. And Splash is basically a free art school for kids who might not be able to afford to pay for art classes.
And if people want more information about Splash, where can they go online?
They can go online to splashyouthartsworkshop.org.
All right. Miriam, Charlie, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ray.